Judgment Day. What is it? How do you picture Judgment Day? Many think that one by one, billions of souls will be brought before the throne of God. There, judgment will be passed on each individual. Some will be rewarded with heavenly bliss, and others will be condemned to eternal torment. However, the Bible paints quite a different picture of this period of time. God's Word portrays it not as a terrifying time, but as a time of hope and restoration. At Revelation 20:11 and 12, we read the Apostle John's description of Judgment Day. I saw a great white throne and the one seated on it. From before him the earth and the heaven fled away, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and scrolls were opened. But another scroll was opened. It is the scroll of life. The dead were judged out of those things written in the scrolls according to their deeds. Who is the judge described here? Jehovah God is the ultimate judge of mankind. However, he delegates the actual work of judging. According to Acts 17:31, the Apostle Paul said that God has set a day on which he purposes to judge the inhabited earth in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. This appointed judge is the resurrected Jesus Christ. When, though, does Judgment Day begin? How long does it last? The book of Revelation shows that Judgment Day begins after the War of Armageddon, when Satan's system on earth will be destroyed. After Armageddon, Satan and his demons will be imprisoned in an abyss for 1,000 years. During that time, the 144,000 heavenly joint heirs will be judges and will rule as kings with the Christ for 1,000 years. Revelation 20:1-4. Judgment Day is not some hurried event lasting a mere 24 hours. It lasts 1,000 years. During that 1,000-year period, Jesus Christ will judge the living and the dead. 2 Timothy 4:1. The living will be the great crowd that survives Armageddon. The Apostle John also saw the dead standing before the throne of judgment. As Jesus promised, those in the memorial tombs will hear Christ's voice and come out by means of a resurrection. John 5:28 and 29. But on what basis will all be judged? According to the Apostle John's vision, scrolls were opened, and the dead were judged out of those things written in the scrolls according to their deeds. Revelation 20:12. Are these scrolls the record of people's past deeds? No, the judgment will not focus on what people did before they died. How do we know that? The Bible says, "The one who has died has been acquitted from his sin." Romans 6:7. Those resurrected thus come to life with a clean slate, so to speak. The scrolls must therefore represent God's further requirements. To live forever, both Armageddon survivors and resurrected ones will have to obey God's commandments, including whatever new requirements Jehovah might reveal during the 1,000 years. Thus, individuals will be judged on the basis of what they do during Judgment Day. Judgment Day will give billions of people their first opportunity to learn about God's will and to conform to it. This means that a large-scale educational work will take place. Indeed, the inhabitants of the land will learn about righteousness. However, not all will be willing to conform to God's will. Isaiah 26:10 says, "Even if the wicked is shown favor, he will not learn righteousness. Even in the land of uprightness he will act wickedly, and he will not see the majesty of Jehovah." These wicked ones will be put to death permanently during Judgment Day. By the end of Judgment Day, surviving humans will have come to life fully as perfect humans. Revelation 20, verse 5. Judgment Day will thus see the restoration of mankind to its original perfect state. Then a final test will take place. Satan will be released from his imprisonment and allowed to try to mislead mankind one last time. Those who resist him will enjoy the complete fulfillment of the Bible's promise. The righteous will possess the earth, and they will live forever on it. Psalm 37:29. Yes, Judgment Day will be a blessing to all faithful mankind.